What's up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here with a new episode of the video game Bang. It is July and summer is in full swing out here in Sacramento, California. And we have a great show brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What you reacting to? Before we start this podcast, I want to level with you. We want to hear from you on Twitter. I know we say it all the time. And many of you listen to this and actually do it, and we thank you for it. But we want to talk to you. If you want to talk to us about the show, if you want to talk to us about life, man, let's just hash it out. We also have a Facebook, facebook.com/videogamebangbang, because some other bastards have our URL. A loaded show. Noel Beltran's here. Alexander Baggins is here. And of course, Aaron Carter's here. I'm here doing the hosting duties, so come at me, bro.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like pink thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job, he can play the right now.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Woo! How's it going, everybody? Did I scare you?
No. Okay. Ric Flair.
That was it. Check it out. You are listening to Video Game Bang. Brought to you by NerdReactor.com. And
not brought to you by the Dutch?
Not brought to you by the fucking Dutch. And we'll get to that in a minute.
Will we?
No. Let's see. Check us out. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, the Zune Marketplace, everywhere you could find a podcast, possibly. We should be there. And if we're not, let us know, and we will get there, goddammit. Let's see. I got Aaron joining me, as always. What's up, Aaron? Did your microphone cut out? He's mouthing. Wow.
That was our minute of dead silence, everybody. Brought to you by Argentina.
I hate that because we wasted internet space, right?
Did we waste internet space?
There's little kilobytes out there on the web right now that are just your
Pootie Tang would say that we actually improved internet space. On the runny kind.
If we were international soccer players, he'd be Gabbadini, Aaron Carter.
Wow. Wow, Gabbadini is actually a very good Italian striker that you knew nothing of until I told you about it.
Joining us also on the show, he'd be Glenn Close, Alexander Baggs.
Why would Glenn Close
I don't know.
Be on this show?
I'm very confused.
I don't know. I'm going with the soccer theme.
Glenn Close is a soccer player?
I don't know. Who's that German guy who scored all the points?
Miroslav Klose?
Yeah, whatever.
Wow.
That'd be Alex.
Okay.
And he'd be Hulk.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
At least you're not Glenn Close.
Noel Beltran joining us.
How's everybody doing?
Wow, Noel.
I know that was
back.
Actually, I don't know.
Did I do good?
No. I'm talking about Noel's little intro.
Oh.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Noel back on the show. Hasn't been here for a long time, but we wanted to shake it up, so we were like, oh, what's Noel doing?
Wow.
And it's soccer season. You're...
Oh, so just because it's soccer season, you're Mexican, right?
Why people say
much.
Soccer
Racist.
Season. Soccer is year-round,
no,
everybody.
Soccer season is every 4 years.
Wow.
Every 4 years.
It's soccer season.
You mean it's World Cup season. That's
no,
what
soccer
you're
season.
Trying to
say.
It's soccer season.
They come out of the woodworks,
football.
Too.
Because football.
Because fuck the Dutch. That's why.
Yeah, if you don't know by now, everybody, Argentina beat the Dutch in a penalty shootout. So they went 120 minutes without scoring goals.
Huzzah!
And
sports!
Sounds like an average Saturday night for Aaron Carter.
Wow!
That was me giving my own self a round of Gave him the old razzle dazzle.
Terrible. Which is a phrase that he likes to use playing FIFA all the time. Like a homeless man. Razzle dazzle, everybody. Razzle dazzle.
It's like the white guy 90s. Sports phrase that popped into my head.
Yeah, when they all wear nut hugger shorts and freaking knee-high socks in basketball games.
I miss those days.
Basketballs had laces back then.
Yeah. It's my John Stockton word of the day.
So terrible.
So FIFA season, soccer season, whatever the hell you want to call it, kicking up into full gear, and I picked up.
There.
Yeah, I picked up FIFA World.
Yeah, that is a part of what you're playing.
Yeah, don't tell me how to run my show. What else we got to talk about? Nerdreactor.com, Aaron Carter's tracking down. What are you working on right now?
I'm working on Quest of Infamy, which is embargoed, like I said, last show.
Oh, you're going to release the name at least now.
Yeah, I'll at least release the name. You can go, I guess, Google search it, and you'll probably find a little bit of information, but nothing as good as what I'm going to put out.
What's your embargo date?
The 10th, tomorrow. So today.
Let's talk all about it. It's going to be today.
Yeah, it'll be today. I'm still not going to do that.
Come on. You think they're going to come after you?
No, I think they're going to go to Nerd Reactor and find out more about it when I put up the article.
Give me
That'll
something.
Be tomorrow, though.
Wet my tip a little bit.
That's gross. First of all, I will never wet a man's tip. I don't care if there's a fire going on right now.
So the house is on fire.
House on fire.
I'm says, guarding I need the window.
Tip. I need the tip wet. And I'm like, you just burnt up. That's exactly
I
what
can't
just happened.
I can't wet that tip.
I'll give you the small little detail. It harkens back to Monkey Island type of feel.
Oh, is it a point and click adventure?
Yeah.
Ooh.
With a little turn based battle combat.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Okay. How much time have you put into this game?
0 hours.
Perfect.
0 hours.
That's exactly what you want to do.
And I feel a little dumb because I had a email our editor-in-chief, John Wynn, about how to actually get the game. He's like, here's the code for the press and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't know where to input this code out on the internet. And he said, did you try Steam? And I said, you bastard. I said, I feel so stupid.
Duh.
Yeah, like, I literally emailed him back, duh, Steam. I should have known that. Sorry.
You said, I'm sorry, and then bowed, and then left. Left your own room. I'm sorry.
I don't even live here anymore.
I will be doing the review for Magic the Gathering Duels of the Planeswalkers 2015, which I'm super excited about. Yes. Have you been playing Duels of the Planeswalker?
I played 2013 and 2014, I think.
See, I'm hoping it's not like, because in 2014 we were supposed to have a deck builder. Well, and that was pretty lame.
They were very careful in their language. They said, even more control over your deck. It's like, oh, you can add and take out things.
Why have they held this back? Is this a balancing issue?
Well, it's easier to make pre-constructed decks, and then you can add these cards. Like, that's it.
This other one, though, 2014, they did a little feature where it was kind of a deck builder mode because they would give you booster packs. Mm-hmm. But you could only play through the campaign to get more booster packs, and after the campaign, you couldn't improve that deck anymore.
Right.
You may have been able to pay money to get boosters, but I wasn't going to do
that. I think
that.
You could buy other decks or something and then play through and then get more cards by playing through with the campaign on that.
Yeah. Don't understand why you can't just...
will cannibalize all of the money from any of their... Have you ever played Magic the Gathering online? It's literally Magic the Gathering, and then you go online and you buy boosters. And
is
you
it
buy
free
draft.
To play?
No.
It's not free to play and then buy boosters, microtransactions?
You know, I don't know if it's free to play.
Okay.
I think it has an initial cost, I think. I could be very wrong. It happens. A lot.
We don't want to cannibalize the sales then, do we?
Yeah, no. And then they also have their real card game, which they don't want to lose any money for.
Yeah, that's true, too. I forgot to mention they actually have a full-blown, where that's already the thing. It's basically you trading cards that you keep, but digital. So,
yeah.
Duels of the Planeswalkers has always been completely separate.
Right.
I have a coworker literally just yesterday who he was eating lunch and he had his laptop open and he was shopping for Magic cards.
Wow. So what you're saying is your coworkers are cooler than you.
No, I'm saying they're definitely not cooler than me.
Hey, man.
The coolest person.
Hey, man. Net decking is the best.
The word net decking, or the two words net decking.
No, it's one word. It's one word.
That's so terrible.
What's net decking?
It sounds
like
a porn
genre. You look at what the best deck is, and then you buy all those cards and construct it and try and play it.
Remove the originality. Like,
so yeah, you need a lot of money.
Yeah, you need a lot of money. People with a lot of money can win.
See, and you need no creativity.
I wonder how these games, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic, would actually play out if there was no such thing as the internet.
It would be...
Oh, it was a completely different world.
Yeah, like, you'd have to go to the card shops.
It's almost... Yeah.
That'd be where all the information
you'd have to go
is.
Your local scene would be the big scene. So, like, your way of playing or, like, what decks are prominent in your local scene, that's what you'd play against. And then you'd go somewhere else for, like, say you go through their tournament brackets or whatever. Mm-hmm. You'll have to fight other things and you won't have as much experience.
Yes, that's all... That's, to me...
why that doesn't happen anymore.
See? Yeah, I was gonna say it'd be like it's like almost like Game of Thrones back then, where you'd be like, I heard in the north they're playing Whisper Silk Cloaks. Four of them.
Four.
You just heard rumor that there's a dragon deck or something.
Is the strong one over there.
Really? Send a raven to the comic shop.
Billy just got back from Roseville. And
it's crazy up there.
The faraway land.
He hasn't been the same. Billy doesn't Turlock. Talk too much. Turlock.
I think we lost
him. He keeps screaming about warriors.
We need to get that. The anonymity, I guess, of Dex needs to come back.
The thing is, that's never going to happen. Everybody's going to find the way to
It happens superior. On a microcosmic scale now, because it's people will save up stuff and the prominent things. Like they won't play their like really big, awesome thing. But then on a big tournament, they will play it. And people are like, oh, my God, we haven't seen that before. And then they'll have to innovate again and not show it off and not show it off and then show it on the next one. It happens in, like, fighting games and, like, League of Legends and stuff like that, too.
It doesn't happen often enough, I say.
It does, but you don't see it.
It happens
you don't see
so
it as much.
Quick. Yeah. It's like, by the time you realize what had happened, it's already blown up and everybody's
constant.
Yeah, everybody knows and everybody's trying to counter
That's not often enough, especially if it happens, like...
It happens like every tournament, technically.
So once a tournament, it needs to happen every day.
Well, and people can innovate off on the fly and stuff like that. But, you know, there's only so much you can do with a lot of it.
Of a bitch. What you playing? Wow. Don't you just hate when what you playing just comes and breaks the conversation up right when it's getting boring?
Right when
you meant to say good.
You were right, though. It was getting boring. We're talking about freaking Planeswalker over here.
We got a new guy on the couch. He's been here a few times. Noel Beltran, what you playing?
Of course, League of Legends.
Hold on first. Before you start talking about what you're playing, I want to explain what you're playing is and how it works.
Good Lord.
So what happens is what you're playing comes on. The theme song interrupts whatever we're talking about. And then we go around the room one by one. Like this week, I'm starting with you. And you go by and talk about what games you've been playing.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
It's a very new concept, and you're new to the show. I just want to make sure. So,
you know, I've been on his weekend shows, and then...
His show doesn't count. We don't know what you're playing.
Nobody listens to the weekend show.
Everybody listens.
Except Roger Howard listens to the weekend show.
All right, so...
Hats off to you, sir.
Bless your heart.
So, League of Legends, Street
so
Fighter.
Then after you talk about... Oh,
wow.
I wasn't done with the rules, Noel. God damn it.
I'm going to toss something at you, you bastard.
Go ahead. I'll let you continue.
So, League of Legends, Street Fighters, and Dark Souls.
Street Fighter.
Street Fighters?
Street Fighters. Yeah.
Ultra Street Fighter 4. I just bought the Ultra upgrade.
Okay. There's multiple people in the game.
Why?
That has to be
what brought this about? Are you trying to get competitive?
Not really. I'm never going to get that damn good. I just think it's fun. That's mainly, and then the Super Street Fighter 4 arcade was free, and then Ultra was only $15. So you buy a retail game for $15 instead of $40.
Well, it's not that bad. I was gonna say $40
because $40 is gonna be the hard copy price.
Yeah,
and the hard copy doesn't release till August. So.
And which man do you like to play as?
Right now, it's actually Evil Ryu.
Evil Ryu.
Yes.
Okay. Why is he better than regular Ryu?
He's evil.
Duh.
He has Akuma-style moveset and Ryu's moveset altogether. All right. Fucking awesome.
And Alexander Van Bagginsworth, what have you been playing?
I was playing Wanderlust Rebirth on Steam the other night a bunch of friends. That was really fun, actually. It's kind of like a Gauntlet Legends-esque style game. You get to level up stuff, though. It was pretty cool.
Dungeon crawler, then?
Yeah, kind of. Like, you go on missions, sort of, rather than, like, actually dungeon crawling. And so you get, like, stuff you have to do, or, like, avoid all of the hits from the boss. And, like, it'll be rocks falling from in a cave that you're fighting it. And if you do that, you get a bonus for, like, you get bonus level up points.
Nice.
Which is pretty nifty. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Aaron Carter, what you playing?
FIFA World Online.
Transformers
Universe.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I played a little bit of that,
played
too.
Played a little bit of that?
God, it's awful.
Yeah, it's...
was this free?
I'm terrible.
It is
yeah,
free to
free.
Play.
It's open beta right now.
Betas. You can play the web browser version, or you can actually download...
Standalone.
Yeah, you can do either. I did standalone.
Good man.
Standalone.
That's terrible. Terrible interjection.
Ruining
good music.
That was
I
as
can't
bad
even be considered.
Do you even know who that is, Noel? Mr. Metal.
I completely forgot the name.
When you played,
yes.
When you played the game, Alex.
Yeah.
Did you play any other game mode besides the arena?
What's the arena?
It's just like...
Is it just killing?
Yeah.
Just killing. No, I played point capture.
You played point capture. Yeah. Okay, I played
that one
arena
went
only.
Awful. My team, it was 3 against 5, apparently, is what the leaderboard showed at the end.
Okay.
Which is cool. But
nice intimate group.
We weren't like getting the points until the very end, and it came down to like 100 points difference. So it was reasonably close because it's like out of 1,000 or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So like it came reasonably close, but only in the last like quarter of the game. And
I'm trying to grind through this. This is for Nerd Reactor. I'm gonna write up a little ditty on this.
You are busy with Nerd Reactor.
Yeah, I try to stay busy. I'm trying to keep my mind focused on the.
Games
the games. Yeah. Cool. So what are you playing now, Corey?
Oh, thanks for asking. FIFA World has been what I've been playing.
Awesome game.
I got bit, I'll admit. Hey, that's cool.
It's a hit?
Yeah, I got bit, I'll admit it's
ain't
a hit.
No shit.
Wow. No shit. That I got bit by the FIFA bug, you know, with the World Cup.
The world needs to, yeah.
World did. It's called the World Cup. It already got
bit. Wow.
The free-to-play open beta game. Are you on this, Noel?
Not yet. I need to get a wired controller.
Yes, yeah. You cannot play it
I'm
with
not
mouse
playing
and
that mouse and keyboard.
Have you tried?
No. Yes, and it's so bad. It's the
what
worst.
What if you're just bad
at
mouse
and keyboard?
Hold on,
Nerd Rage?
No, it's not like a...
PC Nerd Rage listening
it's
fans?
It's not like
three,
a first-person shooter.
One? I can hear them clicking right now.
Whoa, it's not like a first-person shooter?
Where you're using WDS to move?
Of course not.
You're only using mouse, basically, to click where you want the ball to go when you're kicking. Like, that's your kick and your pass. It's left and right thumbstick. And then the keyboard is set for...
Aaron, you're a fake geek.
It's so dumb. The keyboard is set for, like, the most stupidest minute stuff that...
Like what?
Like, you don't even, like...
You don't even know what it is, do you?
Sprinting. Okay. Checking. Like, you know how when you don't have the ball, you can, you know, check for the ball.
You
I know
get
everybody
all
saw
there.
That.
Get a foot on their ball.
It's not good. It's
see, I would
good.
See, I would see how it'd have to work with volley, with crossing, with.
I don't know how you cross.
That would be
corner.
You get better.
The game.
Well, corner's already set.
The
up.
Game is set for controller. Go ahead, Corey.
I like it though. It's good. It's free. You get like you choose your favorite.
Is that
team.
Why you like it though?
It's holding me over because I do like FIFA. Like me and Aaron had 13.
Yep.
Yeah, we all really used fun. To play the. Be a pro mode.
It tugs at your heartstrings.
It is a good
sir.
Game. Like it's one of those things. Like I played hockey games and I liked them, and I never watched but 2 hockey games. But to play it is fun.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing with soccer, except I'm starting to get it more. It's got like a trading card system, and you build your team mm-hmm. by spending in-game money. You could spend real money,
but who
that's
does
stupid.
That?
Because it's beta, right?
Suckers. Yeah. So I built an all-Italian team.
Because he traded on America.
Aaron was beating me the first night, but then came back and whooped his ass.
Tell him the score of this alleged, because we know that the Brazil just lost 7-1. That's a beating. What is the score that you beat me by?
1-0.
All right, then.
That's like a million. That.
That's like a real that's soccer
like a,
game,
that's
though.
A shutout in soccer.
Wow. It is. Like, that never happens 100,000 times in soccer. But then the next game, what happened?
Equalizer.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was good.
And what am I using? Am I using a full goal team?
Because you're playing with Americans.
All right,
it's impossible
then.
To play as a full
all
goal
right,
team.
All right, then. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But if you two are America. Bit by this bug, go get it. It's free. You can't.
It's good.
The servers
people.
Are a little sketchy.
Servers are a little sketchy, but it's EA.
It's betas.
It's EA.
And it's EA. Looking forward to 2015 in September.
Real mud.
Real
real mud. You yeah. can see the mud.
You can see...
You like, talk as if that's the highlight of the game. For
I think that
it
was
is.
Actually one you of should... the bullet points I read on the article title about FIFA 15 before I scrolled past it.
You are the PR person for EA, clearly. Real mud this
real
time,
mud,
everybody.
Everyone.
Come in, the booth, over
look,
here.
You can see more
out.
Awkward man hugs.
Real mud. That's real.
Real mud.
Aaron is, okay, as the FIFA... Aaron and Noel, I should give him his respect.
Yes,
thank you.
As the FIFA's experts, what's new in this 2015 that I should be excited about not knowing much about the franchise?
Real mud.
Besides real mud.
The defense has actually got a very good boost. Whenever you slide tackle, you know how you've seen on slide, because you know FIFA World, I believe, is based on the same code or programming as FIFA 14.
Okay.
So you know how when you're slide tackle, it just knocks the ball away.
Yes.
They actually have realistic slide tackling where if you do it at the right angle, you can actually trap the ball and you'll get possession of the ball. because that's
thank God. I've been waiting all my life for that.
It's almost like that's realistic simulation that's like, of the sport.
That's like, thank you. That's like in basketball, all you can do is punch the ball away from that. There's no way you can steal the ball.
That was NBA Jam.
NBA Jam. But if they had that in NBA Live, and then finally they put where you can actually just steal the friggin' ball and actually get possession of the ball, that's a huge
deal. How many
deal.
FIFAs have there been?
There have been a lot.
We're from, on FIFA. I think, what was it, 98?
Just adding this?
Yes, they are just adding, because technology is
great
hard.
Great games.
What about game modes? I want to know about game modes.
They haven't even
said
anything.
Are there going
to
be international call-ups?
There's only going to be one mode that matters to me, and that's going to be Ultimate Team anyway, unless everybody gets it, and then we do pro clubs.
Ultimate Team is basically FIFA World.
Yeah,
yes,
that's what I've always been on,
is mainly because it gives you so much freedom and customization to whatever you want to do. You're the manager. You make the team. You go online. You play other teams.
Pro teams.
That's all
what
it is.
What if you bought Football Manager?
That game is
That game is a piece
that game
of
is
shit.
Terrible. And I almost purchased it.
Wants to be Mr. Manager.
Because I do want to play a game mode where you're just the manager on the sideline and you can actually just give out commands while they're playing. That, to me, it proves how well of a manager you are in, you know, that game, as opposed to just I'm playing them and I'm winning because I picked everybody, you know.
But the closest thing I even see to that in any of the current FIFA games is if you play the Be a Goalkeeper mode. Have you ever tried that?
No.
When you play Be a Goalkeeper, you can actually, whenever somebody has the ball, it has the three icons to show, oh, pass it to this guy, pass it to this guy, pass it to this guy. Or
can
if somebody, you can tell them to come
mode.
Back, or you can tell them to go forward whenever you're about to kick it away. That is the closest thing I see to actual management. Because I've tried the manager mode on the regular thing, and it's crap.
You're just picking players, and then you go play the game yourself.
Yeah, it's nothing special.
I can't see how well I am as a manager if I'm going to win every time, because I'm just better as a player.
Yeah, because in the Be a Goalkeeper, you're just the goalkeeper. You have to know the skills on that, but you can tell them when to do this, when to do that. You can tell them when to shoot. You can tell them when to...
Somehow you guys have made me less excited for FIFA 15, but I'm still...
The Be a Pro is the only thing that I usually get behind.
Be a Pro is... The Be a Pro
Clubs
is awesome.
But Be a Pro, you've said, has had multiple... Sometimes they let you do international call-ups. Other times they don't add that feature.
Well, we're talking about...
It's been in there since...
Yeah, it's always been in there.
Yeah, yeah.
The World Cup is in there?
They don't call it the World Cup because they don't have the license or whatever for that name or whatever.
But it's FIFA.
Don't ask me. Okay. I don't know. It's EA.
It's EA. But didn't they do like a World Cup expansion?
They do a World Cup game singular by itself, and you're an idiot if you buy that. I'm saying
that
right now.
It's a crappy ass game.
It's just a quick way to capitalize on the hype of the World Cup.
Wow.
And people do buy it. But you're so limited in the teams that you can, I don't know. It's
you can't be a manager. You can't call
the
players you want.
I can go for
yada, yada, yada.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have days. We have news.
Minutes.
Damn the news.
We have Battleborn, a MOBA. Here's what Gearbox says. So this is from
that was
Game.
A question mark behind that. So
I didn't read it right.
Battleborn, a MOBA.
Is Battleborn a MOBA?
There we go.
Like that? Is Battleborn a MOBA?
All right, we're not looking for accents.
Is Battleborn a MOBA?
MOBA? Here's what Gearbox says. Gearbox describes their new game as a hero shooter, but the hive mind of the internet...
It's a hero shooter. That's definitely PR.
It's a hero, and then you can shoot. It's a hero shooter.
That's definitely PR
working.
They need money for that. They need to be paid.
The hive mind of the internet oversimplified it as just another MOBA. While visiting the studio in Plano, Texas, they spoke...
Plano, Texas.
Plain old Texas.
Plain old Texas.
How about that? John Mulkey and creative director Randy Varnell... we're comparing the game to the MOBA genre and what separates the two in their minds. We talk about the variety of modes that'll be available in Battleborn, how embracing first-person action has shaped the game. We are wiring it as much... Wait, what?
We ring out as much as they can tell us about the vision for the game's cooperative campaign.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
So what do you take away from this, Aaron?
I take away that this is just another MOBA.
First person?
Are you sure you're not oversimplifying
it? I'm not
oversimplifying
it. But I watched a little trailer for... Oh, well, it's not a trailer, excuse me. Randy Pitchford talking about it. And
we can trust him.
We can trust Randy.
Can we?
Randy's...
Duke Nukem.
That's not Randy's fault.
It's 100%
Randy
his fault.
Randy was trying to just roll on the Gearbox hype. We made an awesome game. People love us. Let's take another game and kind of, you know... It's not his fault.
Screw it up.
It's not his fault. Anyways. First person MOBA. The world looks unique, interesting. I don't know.
A million dollar question
is,
and it's probably readily available. I just don't know because I'm uninformed. Is it free to play?
No.
Ah, fuck it then.
I don't think it'll be free to play. This is Gearbox.
Really? You don't think so?
Nah. When has Gearbox made a free to play game?
When have they made a MOBA? How many MOBAs aren't free to play right now?
I thought the DC one wasn't free to play.
Nope. How many people play it?
I don't know. I don't go to everybody's house. And, are you playing
negative
DC
one people
universe?
Play.
Negative two people.
I'm just saying they're out there. Crap. They exist.
I know they exist, but they're not going to get the market share they need. Well,
there's only one MOBA that hasn't been released that matters right now, and that's Heroes of the Storm.
I signed up for that beta too. Yeah,
Heroes of the Storm.
You don't.
What about what is it? Dawngate?
I was in the closed beta for Dawngate. I didn't like it at all.
What about Strife? All right, everybody.
I haven't even looked at it.
I haven't even looked at Strife.
This is Ace.
This is Ace from Strife. Battleborn takes the minion smashing, fast leveling that is often associated with MOBAs and injects it into an intergalactic first-person battle arena. The game's dramatic story assembles a universe worth of desperate heroes.
Why don't they call it a first-person battle arena? That's a way cooler name.
No, Hero Shooter.
Hero Shooter.
Hero Shooter. So cool.
The thing he also said on his little thing, he's like, what if there were different heroes from different universes that all collected in one, you know, but they all belonged in this one,
you know, like the way you Heroes of the Storm. Yeah.
The way you describe this, I expect him to pull off his mask and everyone be like, Peter Molyneux.
Nah, not really. If he ever gets that bad, yeah, if he ever gets that bad, then I'll stop.
Man, what if you had to teach them how to love
from different
by fighting
universes?
I still believe in Peter Dinklage. I still think Randy Pitchford is a very capable developer?
Question mark?
Is that what he is?
Creative director?
Creative director? I think he
says things and tells people to make them?
I believe, because I never saw anything about Duke Nukem, him saying anything about Duke Nukem. He probably said a lot of stuff. I never saw it, but when he hypes other stuff, he gets me excited for it.
Yeah, I mean, Duke Nukem aside, I don't know. This could be really interesting, having the first person thing. That's something that is new, as far as I'm aware.
No, they have one like that. I went and looked up the top 10 MOBAs for
his
show.
What was it?
It was a...
was it in America?
Yes. It wasn't actually designed to be a MOBA, though. It was just kind of like how they take Counter-Strike, and they make different...
A mod?
Yeah, it was a mod.
Oh.
Of another first-person shooter, and they just inputted monsters in it, basically.
Right.
And they
had
lanes and stuff
like that.
And
then this one has the co-op campaign, which is cool. I think
that's Yeah, and I think that'll be interesting as well. And the graphics, they're all kind of cartoony.
It needs to have the flavor that'll work. That's the thing, too. Yeah. It needs to have a lot of 2K flavor.
If it has a two-sided version of Dungeon Defenders, I'd try it.
Well, Gearbox has a pretty good relationship with its fans, too, which is probably the most crucial thing I've found in the mobile world. Like, the dev team having an open, communicative relationship with the fans and doing
as long as they
things.
Actually use the information.
Yeah, because the League of Legends, there's so many things that need to be fixed, and there's always people talking about it, and never gets touched.
But Borderlands, I actually followed Borderlands on Twitter and on Facebook because they came up with interesting things, would constantly make you aware of free codes.
Yeah,
the 5 golden keys all the time.
Yeah, the games don't do that enough. They don't really. They'll
reward you for your fandom.
Yeah, they'll pump millions, I'm sure, into their social media, making it huge. Like Titanfall, look at that. Like, it was all over Facebook and Twitter, but they never give me anything useful.
Well, you see the people, I think there's a correlation between the games that don't really interact with their people that suck and the games that do interact with their people on social network that are actually good.
Yeah, and I mean, that's how you
real
make
interaction, too.
Yes,
not
real
just
interaction. Like,
look
Landmark
at all our fans.
If you look at Landmark, I follow Landmark, and
they're
a
streaming
lot of their
today?
They streamed yesterday.
And yesterday.
They're always talking to people on Twitter. Like, always talking to people on Twitter.
And that's awesome. That's cool when they put faith in their fans and then reward their fans.
Well, yeah,
that
game is in their their fans' hands, basically, with Landmark.
League's another one. They're pretty good about interacting with the community.
They're all dicks.
To a degree.
To a certain degree, but they won't listen to things that should be fixed or need to be fixed.
Well, their transparency is them talking about it, but they don't actually have the ability to action on it because it's already 7 iterations past what they were talking about,
and
the plan's already in place, and they can't stop
it's
it.
Gotten true.
Controller support.
It's gotten so big to the point, too, that I mean, it takes a hell of a movement to get them to move, because now they're probably heard every and anything every day about bitching about characters and stuff. So it's
just, well, I mean, sometimes it's not even bitching. It's just knowing when something.
Speaking of bitches, we got to go to break. And we're going to be back with Pokemon news and Bang Bites. So stick around.
Yahoo. Controller support.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's a me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Ace from Strife. Hey, head on over to Strife.com, grab yourself a beta key for some of our closed testing. And you know what? Tell them Ace sent you. And while you're at it, listen to the Video Game Bang podcast. Peace.
Amazing season, and all of a sudden, especially when here is the next game, Mexico versus...
Whenever I see my position,
Cameroon,
some freaking other person, like Breck Shea, is taking my role or something, I'm like, oh my god, you sons of mothers. I'm better than him. I play for freaking Chelsea. How is the world?
You're taking this game way too serious.
The game is amazing. Go buy it now, everybody.
We are back with more Video Game Bang.
Controller support.
Aaron is talking about the emotional connection he has to his fake character.
There's emotional
on a
connection.
Very fake soccer game.
There's emotional connection with every game. Every
You just made me realize I have no emotional connection with my game.
Wow.
Zero.
So you're telling me. That and that's probably
the last time I had emotional connection was Kentucky Route Zero, and it made me really sad.
Horse racing game?
No, it's actually it's a point and click adventure.
Okay,
but it really made me sad because I feel like I screwed up a man's life, and I was like, "Oh, this is shadows of my real life. I need to close."
See,
out of
wow. I think that's when you know you have a good game.
He drank too much liquor, and then he was in debt, and I was like, "Oh, too real."
He struck a nerve.
Let's see. We got Pokemon news. Pokemon Omega Ruby. You can curate your own gym now. So Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire players will be able to create their very own secret base, a customizable area that will allow them to show off their individuality.
They already had secret bases in these two previously, correct?
See that's what I'm
what
thinking,
yeah.
So Ruby and Sapphire, if I remember correctly.
If he remembers correctly.
Which is probably wrong. But they had secret bases, and they were stupid. They were good for about 5 minutes. And you're like, hey, look, I put a trap on the ground, and you're my friend, and you walked on it.
You
Ooh,
fell on
I got
it.
You. Or like, oh, I left an item in your secret base. Hope you can find it. It's like, well, there's five places for me to look, so I don't care. I'm going to have to find it. But if you can make it like a certain battling rules in there, like that could be kind of cool. It's just maybe you need to be... Maybe you need to have more than two friends. Maybe that's also a thing.
How about that, everybody?
This will allow you to show up your creativity by setting up mazes, traps for visitors to encounter, and even creating Pokemon battle rules, transforming their secret base into their own Pokemon gym.
What are we talking about rules here? Like only electric type or something like that?
Up to level something, only electric type.
And they do
things
like
that would be cool.
They do like 2v2, like at the same
time.
2v2, the rotations.
3v3?
That's true.
There's a rotation battles.
5v5 MOBA here? Is that what we're doing?
Oh no, Pokemoba?
Nah.
That'd be no.
It'd be, what are you talking about? That'd be amazing.
We already talked about that, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
No, Pokemon MMO.
So if
that's
it hasn't been, if it hasn't been, all right, if it has been done before,
well, now you can share with the Street Pass stuff. You can share with the QR code as well.
Well, yeah, that's just upgrades from the hardware. Though,
no.
Right?
I know, but that's the framework that it lives on, which means it's going to be better because it's going to be easier to share it rather than hey, let's get in Wi-Fi range of each other and then hope we can connect and then do this.
You can because if they open this bad boy up, like they hopefully will,
probably
like,
won't. It's for kids, and Nintendo hates the.
Well,
internet.
I mean, they're
hates
not going to like
that's what Nintendo
let you throw
hates.
Pictures. Of
yeah,
your
I said the internet
dick on there, but I mean like
dick Pokemon.
There's a dick trap,
dick butt,
Dickimon,
dick butt,
Dickimon.
Oh man, that just made me the mix the word Squirtle with that. It's. Okay.
Dick Butt versus Squirtle.
Who will win?
Use Hydro Pump. It's terrible.
That is awful.
But, I mean, when
Dick
you open this
Harden?
Thing up to the internet.
You're welcome.
That's terrible.
People are going to be posting these QR codes in forums, so it'll be accessible.
It will be accessible. Yes, the community can thrive. That's the cool part, I
with
think.
With the Street Pass, do you think it's going to just be whenever you get the Street Pass, you get there? Pokemon Dungeon? That makes it sound like you're just into S&M with Pokemon or something.
Continue talking.
But do you think it'll be that easy? Because remember, we were at the conference. We were in L.A. And like every 3 seconds, you had a full, you know, 10, you know, people street passes or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if it has to be consensual or if it's just going to be like...
Well, it should be consensual if you're going into their dungeon. Just as a life tip, everybody.
Yes, this is life lessons.
This is SVU. Okay, how do you go from Pokemon to SVU?
Life lessons with video games.
But no, if it's that simple, then that's amazing. Because then you're just loaded up like 10 dungeons right then and there. And you can just go battle these people and then get the rewards from beating them and everything like that.
You can also, in this one, you can become their secret friends, which... Sounds dangerous.
This is too many. Yeah, Nintendo's.
I actually
really
don't
playing.
Know if I'm legally allowed to talk about this.
Do you want
to
be my secret friend, little boy?
You be my secret friend.
Secret
we can
pals,
trade items.
Pokemon dungeons.
We can also you can level up my Pokemon.
Wow. They give each other special gifts, right?
Is that special gifts.
You want to pet my Diglett?
Wow.
Secret pals. Can you make my Pokemon egg hatch faster? That'd be really cool.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. We're treading into some uncharted territory.
I'd play it.
Yeah, you would play it. I bet you would play it.
Players can also capture flags while visiting player secret bases. Flags are located beside the secret PC in each base. More flags player collect. This is really getting bad.
Make sure you wipe the browser history on that secret PC.
Secret flags, secret pals, secret life.
I accidentally left it on this porno.
Yeah, exactly. I can see so many people being arrested. They said it was secret. I didn't think it was going to cook. They didn't know it was
the
public
United,
would see this.
We're in the United States. There are no secrets on the internet.
No, not anymore.
Let's see. Obama. The more flags, the higher rank you get, which brings rewards like improving the skills of players' secret pals.
Well, honestly, I know there's jokes about it, but honestly, that does make it sound like it would be worth doing, is if you can actually make your abilities better and stuff like that. You was like, oh, okay, I actually do want to go out and capture the flag and do stuff like that and get past all their traps.
How oh my god, traps.
Traps next to the secret PC.
How, that's my question, too, is how... intricate are these traps? How
I think
I'm
they're
assuming
just like,
as intricate as
they're
the
probably like
car.
Or is
the,
it just a random
the
person?
The go one way ones or the slippery ones or the fall in the thing ones.
Oh, it's not like just like have... you walk past a guy and you're like, hey, you're battling me. That's not a trap, right?
No. That could be a trap.
Well, maybe. I mean, they could probably throw it in there.
That's terrible. So many bad things in this expansion or whatever.
Yeah, I like it because the biggest thing that limits the replayability of Pokemon for me is like it's fun to beat it. It's very fun to beat it.
I bet it is.
I love to beat it.
In the Pokemon dungeons, you love beating it in the Pokemon.
And then
dungeons.
Now you can beat it with your secret pal.
Now you can beat it with your secret pal.
Wait, you weren't already doing that.
But, I mean, you
beat... sounds like a big trap.
You beat the gyms and everything, and then you're just kind of done. But this adds, like, unlimited gyms.
Yeah, yeah.
And a reason to get them. Like, if you could, like, design a badge or something, you get all these... The flags are kind of like
your
badges.
Own badge? I don't think you need to give that power to anybody on...
That would be the
Dickamon
coolest
will be
thing,
the
though.
Biggest thing ever.
No. It'd be certain shapes that you can only put in certain things. And then you can shine it and make it shiny.
It would only be 4 squares that you can put stuff in. That's what it would be. Because it's Nintendo, so, you know, they gotta keep it.
Let's move on. That was good. We're going to talk about Gears of War. Blazinski teaming with Nexon America for an arena shooter. Cliffy now, this B. is not to be confused with a hero shooter.
No, it's not to be confused with a hero shooter. Yeah, so reread your notes, everybody.
Just 1 week after Blazinski announced his return to game development following a 21-month absence.
Let's stop there.
Okay.
Do we really need developers to announce that they're returning to doing their job?
Do they need to mention that it was a 21-month absence? That's too specific.
No. Yeah. Blazinski is the Michael Jordan of game developers.
Wow.
No.
Damn.
Blazinski is the Allen Iverson. He's talented.
Did he beat his wife?
He's talented. He played overseas. And he never won a championship.
Well, I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
I mean, we'll go with
that. I feel like
there
were awards.
Sold
there.
A shit ton of
jerseys.
No, he
got awards, I mean, Allen Iverson got awards. He got a lot of awards.
Won a slam dunk.
But the big thing? Wait, you know what? I'll tell you. I take it back. Because Gears of War did win Game of the Year, didn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
If it didn't,
maybe
then
shooter
he is
of the
Allen
year.
Allen Iverson. Maybe yeah, because I know it probably
it was
won
huge
shooter
in Japan.
I'm huge in Japan.
Blazinski is now, he's now the designer of a studio by the name of Boss Key Productions. So they're only going to make Jamaican games?
Bosky Productions. We make ganja and games.
We make games.
Hi, Riman.
What you crying about? Let's see. The new game is going to be codenamed Blue Streak.
Wow. Starring so
Martin Lawrence. Yes. Is going to make his comeback.
Yeah. He's actually in a new show.
On the
with,
Search for a Diamond?
He's like our second game.
What's the guy that was on Cheers? Martin's on...
Tony Danza?
No. And then he went from Cheers to his own show, Sideshow Bob. What's his name?
Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
You're welcome. That's the second time that I've actually been able to remind someone about Kelsey Grammer today.
You're welcome, Kelsey Grammer, I guess.
Yeah.
Who was the guy with the tossed salad and scrambled eggs?
Yeah. Kelsey Grammer. Third time, everybody. Third time.
Wasn't that a Nelly song? Okay. Blue Streak is free to play. Sci-fi FPS. So that stands for first person shooter.
That's super unique.
Yeah. Sci-fi first person before, shooter. Yeah. Free to play though.
Blinsky's never done it before.
What that will offer a new take on an old favorite, according to Blazinski. It's the latest in a string of strategic publishing partnerships by Nexon America, who recently agreed to publish an as yet unannounced game from Sleeping Dogs developer United Front Games, and will distribute Splash Damage's Dirty Bomb.
Nexon, really,
I like Nexon.
Becoming legit.
I like Nexon. I've liked.
Didn't
them.
They? Weren't they making Transformers as well?
I hope.
Feel like that's a thing.
If it's a free, oh
the universe.
I hope they're not responsible for that abomination. Because
well,
I
no,
like
they're
that
publishing
company.
It. They're publishing it. There's a difference okay. between publishing
yes,
and actually
is.
Developing. I mean, want Dirty Bomb to be good though, only because Splash Damage. They're just man. They're the little kid that you just want to do really, really well, and they flunk the test, and I got to take the class well, over
oh,
again.
He's probably yeah.
like, oh, you got a good heart though.
He's and, fat and has like chocolate.
Well, no, he's not
he's
actually fat.
Adorable.
He's still a little too pudgy. Like he could be really like
study?
In shape.
They studied before the test.
They studied. They had
wow.
a study buddy. And
studied
everything.
Very hard. Yeah.
So there's
with
a whole montage
pal.
Of a whole bunch of things they did to get prepared.
Oh yeah, there's a
fail.
Whole montage. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's they're probably sitting and listening to the show like, "You son, we did study, didn't we, John?
Yeah.
We studied.
Studied real hard.
Like, just calm down. Just calm down, man. We studied.
We studied, all right.
He called us nerds."
What do you guys think about Blazinski making a free game?
I think he's
that's the right
way.
Price for his games, everyone.
Wow.
Ouch.
Blitzky's coming after you.
I like
I call him Blitzky because...
Blitzky. Cheese Blintzes?
Yeah.
Blinsky?
I think that's the right move after coming back from your hiatus that you had announced.
21-month hiatus? Is that even... Like, okay, I get you can take hiatuses and stuff like that, but like 21 months? That's not even 2 years? Like, you didn't... And then he came right back. It's like the
that's
retirement
one,
that never happened.
That's kind of like one video game development cycle, isn't it?
Like I said, he's like Jordan.
One major.
He retired on top of the world.
On top
back.
Of the world?
Yeah.
This is not on top of the world.
He retired in like...
He sold off all his assets.
London
so
or something,
rich.
Maybe. Yeah, like he retired in a comfortable spot.
And
but
he's
I don't,
back.
I don't think on top of the world. Back You're again. Giving him way too much credit.
Well, didn't he like Gears of War? Maybe that's why.
Maybe, yes.
No, wait, he was a Halo guy.
I like Gears.
You like Gears?
Yeah.
Blue Streak,
yeah.
What do we think it is, though? Sure. Sci-fi shooter that's a...
Halo ripoff?
I can take a guess on what the premise is going to be. So you are starting off as a thief.
Wow, okay, I like where it's going already.
You
okay.
steal a diamond.
Hmm.
Okay.
Unheard of. You're escaping.
Okay.
The cops catch you.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap.
And you stash the diamond somewhere, like maybe in an air vent, possibly.
Okay.
Wow.
And then you go to prison.
Okay.
You come out, I don't know,
years
10 later. Years later.
Yeah.
You go back to get the diamond, and it's a fucking police station. Oh, no. You gotta infiltrate
oh,
this
God.
Thing.
Oh, crap.
What is...
That is
right?
Oh,
right? So you have to, that's, first, you're gonna try and be
I
a pizza
like
guy.
New twists here.
Also, classes. There's costume. There's different
oh, yeah.
classes.
A bunch of costumes.
Wow.
Maybe even, like, I'm thinking the main character will be black. So you could
that'd
dress,
be interesting.
You could dress as a woman.
Diversity.
Yeah,
you need
diversity yeah.
in games.
Okay.
That's the thing.
That's what I think. That's what I think. That's just my
thing. I'm in.
You're in?
And it's a first-person shooter?
I'm cautiously on board.
Holy crap.
It's going to end like with this big old car chase down to Mexico because you're really going to...
They're space cars, though, because it's sci-fi.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you got to
so
remember.
So it's not going to be Mexico. It's going to be space
Mexico. It said sci-fi in the description.
New Mexico.
It did say.
It's going to be New Mexico.
No, it's going to be space Mexico.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
It's going to be space Mexico.
I'm in.
Mexico.
Can we get some like celebrity voice actors for this?
Martin Lawrence,
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy will do it?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
he's not doing anything.
He's really not. Oh, wait, he's going to make the new Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
That
That's exciting.
Bang Bites, everybody. We got some Bang Bites. WWE 20... Okay, Aaron makes the notes, just so you guys all know. So we're talking about WWE only because of Aaron.
Yes.
WWE 2015 won't allow male versus female matches. What?
No, I think
They've done that forever.
They've done that forever. Thank you. And now they've decided to stop. Battered wife syndrome, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Is there a thing that's influence? Happening in WWE right now, though? Like, is there actually publicity on anything that's going on?
I don't know.
I don't follow wrestling. Yeah. Never have.
I don't.
Well, here, spoiler alert, it's fake.
So.
What? Yes. To be fair, I did actually watch a video of La Parca last night.
I know who La Parca is. That's a luchador.
The reason of that is because IFC Ipes keeps calling Taskmaster La Parca because that's what he looks
like. Yeah, he does look just like La Parca.
Yeah, I know.
They should have a DLC
Taskmaster
where he does the
has
dance.
Always been like one of my favorite villains.
Yeah. Love it.
Taskmaster's ability has always fascinated me.
Yeah.
He's
great.
Oh, they said he's gay. I was like, I didn't know.
Is that going to change your like of the guy? It's like, I can't stand him anymore.
Did I say I liked
him? Well, he watched someone and said, wow,
he watched a gay porn one time. Oh my God, my powers.
He watched an episode of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
I can't believe what just happened.
He's really good at decorating.
I can pick your fashion immediately.
Oh my gosh. Why did I watch that?
I'm disappointed by this because...
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest. I'm totally not disappointed about this. I can care less.
I'm just confused by it.
You don't
really.
Want to body slam a woman? Just one
what
time.
If it's China?
Is this a trick question? You are recording this.
What about former intercontinental champion China?
Former intercontinental porn star China?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Is she actually a porn star?
She is now.
A full blown porn star at this point.
Perfect.
Yeah. Everyone.
The exact opposite words of everybody in the world. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems weird that they would take it out now after so many years of beating up women. You know what they did?
Did they make a press release on it or something, too?
I didn't see a press release.
You just found someone saying that the features are gone?
Yeah.
This is like the second one by 2K, right? So maybe it's someone high up over there.
Back in the day when we played No Mercy on the 64.
The best freaking wrestling game ever made?
You can play versus women, guys versus women, but they took the blood animation out for the women.
If you were a guy and you took
enough damage on the head and then boom, you would like go back and then they'd have little blood, you know, JPEG come over your face.
Blood.jpg.
But if you're a woman, you would just do the animation. You'd go, and then your head would go back and then she'd look at her hand like as if there was supposed to be something there and then she'd fall.
Oh, good, there is no blood. Perfect.
Full disclosure, I used to really be into wrestling.
I was too.
I played a lot and it was like boss. If you could pick one of the female characters and beat one of the male characters still, like, because it was very difficult.
Because their stats were always like 20 overall.
Their stats were terrible.
I'd
gotten so good at the game where I'd done everything. So I was like, let's pick a woman and try and beat a guy. And it was fucking hard.
Wait, are you saying going through life as a woman was hard mode?
It was.
Yes,
welcome to real life.
They can't do everything men do.
They can't turn blood off either.
No. I saw that comedian that was like, if women can do everything that men do, why haven't they successfully oppressed another gender?
That's very true.
Damn.
Boom.
Wow.
One point man.
I don't even know where to start with that.
One point man.
That's terrible. That's very terrible. The thoughts of Aaron Carter and the things.
Wow, that wasn't
me.
He was a comedian. Jeez. I love women. The thoughts of Aaron Carter now.
Your panicked look on your face. Yeah. I love women. Yeah.
Don't hurt me, women. In a good way, actually.
Did you see the video I sent you, Aaron, that has JR, Jim Ross, commentating the FIFA game?
That was fucking awesome.
Those are my favorite internet videos.
He does a good job. I forgot
how awesome he was.
He is. Like, he really is.
One of the best commentators.
It happened while I was at work. I would have watched it, but I...
No, I mean,
you
JR.
You know who JR is?
Oh, no.
Jim Ross.
I don't know things.
He's a commentator. He's been a commentator for years on wrestling.
He's retired now.
Yeah, he had a stroke, and he was... talking outside of his mouth
Dick
for
Clark
a long
status?
Time. Yes.
He's like a Southern guy who's been in part of wrestling forever.
But he over-dramatizes everything. Like, everything.
Damn you, Triple H! Yeah, Damn you to hell!
For no reason at all. No reason at all.
He threw him to a table!
Yeah.
God damn you!
My favorite one is, it was when he said, you're not supposed to be here, or he wasn't supposed to be here. Like, he didn't know he was on the fight card at all. He's not supposed to be here! And then
Undertaker.
He just runs out.
Undertaker! He wasn't supposed to be here!
Yeah, I'm like, what? You didn't know, Jim? If I was a commentator next to him, you didn't know? It says right there, Undertaker.
Oh my!
45 minutes
Oh
in.
My!
And he's amazing.
He killed him.
If
you actually watch the clip though, they took everything, and whenever there was a goal, you heard the slam in the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best one was like, I think around goal 6, and they're like, somebody end this. They're dead already.
He's dead.
God, somebody stop him.
It's so good.
It was awesome.
And I understand why they never played it behind us with all the WWE when we worked at GameStop. They never played him
Dynasty,
behind us.
Dynasty can change. Yeah. Thanks, Dusty Rhodes.
That was his last run for everything.
Thief movie underway from Vertigo Prime.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Uwe Boll needs to direct that one. Then I'd watch.
PAX South passes on sale right now.
Broken words.
Where's PAX South?
PAX South.
Pauses on. Passes.
On sale.
Wow, Christopher Walken style over there.
If you're going to PAX South, everybody go get your tickets.
Where's PAX South?
It's in South.
Oh, it's in the South?
Yeah. The entire
Atlanta?
South.
Is Atlanta?
Hotlanta?
I guess. I have no idea. I know where Seattle's one is. In Seattle.
Is it in Seattle?
That's actually called PAX North.
I know where...
I thought that was Prime.
No, it's north. It's very
What about
north.
PAX East?
Isn't that in... It's in the east.
Yeah.
It's in the east.
It's like, which direction is north? It's up.
It's not the west.
It's up.
Project Spark.
Ugh.
Dreams up an October release date.
Did you just skip number 4? Is that what
we're
doing?
Yeah, what is with that? Why? Yeah. No.
It's because nobody
about
cares about
it's
number 4.
It's not newsworthy. All right, we're going to go back to it because Aaron thinks it's newsworthy, and we're going to let him talk about it.
Yeah.
Alien Isolation pre-order bonus features Sigourney Weaver and movie cast.
Can we skip that?
So if you're a
shit about Alien,
if you're an Alien a fan, you're getting the
or a fan of Sigourney Weaver's old tits.
Okay, Live they're going to be young.
They're phenomenal.
They're going to be young and rendered well.
I guess by old you mean past.
Yes, I mean
not actually old.
Well,
I'm still a fan.
Even
but...
her recent old tits are still pretty damn good.
Wow. Are you a fan?
What is the timeline of her tits for you? That's what I want
to
know.
I mean,
now.
They have to be in planets.
Are there different? How many versions are there?
There's.
Is it like Iron Man suits?
Yes.
The Mach 3.
More and more.
The Mach 2. Is that what it is?
Exactly.
Are you excited
Galaxy
about that?
Galaxy Quest. I don't think she ever met that. Okay.
I'm super excited for it.
See?
Because
thank you.
I think Alien Isolation is a long time in coming of actually recapturing an old, like, the feel of Alien. And then if they're willing to bring in. The old cast are actually willing to come onto it and sign off their name and everything after all of the absolute terrible debacles that have followed Alien games ever since they've been made.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think it's really cool that they're able to recreate that. I've heard, though, that it's a retailer exclusive pre-order bonus currently.
So GameStop, huh?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Walmart. It could be Target.
Best Buy. I wish that it's Target.
It's probably... GameStop.
Target, where you pay a little bit more to get away from Walmart.
Back on to real news.
True story.
That doesn't have to do with Sigourney Weaver's beautiful breasts.
I don't understand why you don't want to talk about her breasts.
I do. I could. We should dedicate an entire. We're going to have a weekend
bang.
No,
we're not going to have a weekend, a weekend bang about Sigourney Weaver's.
The 1989 Sigourney Weaver breasts.
Like, go to the website for the pictures.
We have to get like extra. Like patting on the mics because I love the way breasts sounds.
Breasts.
When you say it into a microphone.
What about boobies?
That's terrible. Mm,
breasts.
You know, there's like
that double.
Six other bang bites on here.
Okay. We're going to move on to real news. Project Spark dreams up an October release date. Did you come up with that little flavor?
No, I did not.
Okay.
And actually, did you play it at E3?
Yes.
What did you think? Because I played only...
I loved it. I have the beta on my Xbox One right now.
I was going to say, it's currently... Is it open? It's open beta, right?
I think so, because I'm on it.
They'll let anyone
that makes
in.
It,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I only got to play like 5 seconds, literally.
Oh. Was it fun?
It was 5 seconds.
Yeah, that...
I moved around.
He touched the
you are describing everyone's first time.
I'm sorry.
It was 5 seconds. I don't know.
Yeah.
Was it fun?
We moved
I
around.
Think so.
I can't tell you. Around. It was 5 seconds.
So, yeah, I don't know. I didn't get a good... And I really wanted to get a hands-on, but I was late for another meeting, so... That's what...
I'm still extrapolating.
Well, if
here's
you really
want to
put your hands on it, we can go downstairs after the show.
That's gross.
Are you guys going to be
secret pals?
Yeah. That way you can beat it together?
They're going to grab each other's secret flags.
Secret spark pals. It is fun, and it's easy to create. I could see They did it where, like, there's two versions of creation. There's, like, pre-made things that you can edit.
I thought you were going to say God and evolution.
No.
Wow. Wow.
You could either jump in and, like, mess with an already pre-created thing, or you could download somebody's and make edits, or you can go through hard mode.
Yeah, that's how it should be. That's how it should be. Yeah, cool. Like an advanced mode, you mean?
Yeah.
Like hard mode. Did you guys play Little Big Planet?
Yes.
One. Yeah.
The creation thing. It's the same thing,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Just a different architecture.
Yeah, way more than that, though.
Well, yeah, you know, it sounds like it's going to be way more and way more open, I guess.
I got that feeling, though. I really got the Little Big Planet feel.
Just that, like, I don't know. For me, it was just fun and discovery. Like, man, what is this? I want to play it.
This is a one exclusive? It doesn't happen to me anymore. It's not PC?
This is Xbox exclusive.
No, is it? I thought it went on Windows 8.
Yeah, no Windows 8-y.
I don't know.
I mean.
Oh, yes, because you are going to be able to create, and then it's cross.
Wow. Cross.
I think you can create on the PC and then play it on your Xbox.
So the superior creation device.
Yeah. Yes.
That's true. It is, really. Yeah. Like, nice. Usually I'd say no, but yes.
But yes.
Yeah, yes.
100 no's followed by one yes.
One big yes. Battlefield 4 Dragon's Teeth expansion blasts onto scene. Comes early for premium members.
I bet it does. This episode is all just innuendos.
In your endos.
Yeah.
No.
And there,
tough crowd.
There it ends.
Is this thing on? All right. Okay.
What do you think about the Dragon's Teeth expansion?
I could care less.
What did they add? What is it?
Clearly, what's Dragon's Teeth.
No, I mean, like, aside from Teeth of Dragon.
I saw motorcycles.
Oh,
sweet.
That sounds kind of cool, actually.
So, I mean.
That makes my man
parts. It looked like Kawasaki Ninjas.
What?
Yeah.
Man, I've always wanted to ride one of those.
Yeah.
That's the most.
Now you can virtually ride one.
We're so not, like, moto people.
I'm
you
definitely
just tell
not.
Here, oh, yeah. It's a Kawasaki Ninja.
If I've ever
I'd like to ride one of those.
If I ever met...
Oh, yeah, jeez. Oh, yeah, I'd really like to ride one of those.
I'd like to pull the throttle.
If I met a Kawasaki
Ninja. I'd really peel out on that.
If I met a Kawasaki Ninja.
If I met a group of moto enthusiasts. I don't know how I react to moto enthusiasts.
There you go.
They're an interesting breed.
Well, no, like biker boy type of stuff or biker gangs. Okay, that's one. But like those.
No, not biking. Like
import
people who are,
type
Yeah,
I don't
know. Ride the Gixxers?
If that's what they're called. That sounds like a derogatory term for
it. It does. You they Gixxer? They might have been insulting me. I can't tell.
Okay, let's pull this thing together. Let's see. Number 7, Transformers writer making a live action Dumbo.
Yeah. All right.
So there's going to be explosions.
That is definitely news.
It's going to be explosions and...
it's not Michael Bay, is it?
No, it's not Michael Bay.
No, it's not.
Nothing more. All right,
next.
That's it.
I have nothing else to say.
So, what, are they going to make the Dumbo fly? Is it going to be like a...
It's live action. It's going to be CG.
Are they
going
to really focus on, like, you know, abused elephants in the circus and stuff? And make it, like, have a... Okay. Yeah, I don't care.
All that.
All that and more.
All that.
Let's see. The CW's Flash series adds Firestorm.
All right.
That's cool.
That means they're moving more into the dominance of DC on TV, is what I think. If they're bold enough to put... Do you know who Firestorm is?
Of course not. I don't care
exactly.
About DC.
So if they're bold enough to put somebody that the mainstream doesn't know on... And like,
does anyone know about what Green Arrow? Is that a thing? Is that what his name is?
Green Arrow is part of the Justice League. So is Firestorm, actually. But
does anyone know who these people are, though? I don't care if they're part
Oliver
of the
Queen,
Justice League.
Yes, billionaire.
Billionaire
playboy.
He's a billionaire playboy.
Married to, used to be married to Black Canary until he killed the person.
If you want to lose all respect for Aaron's comic book knowledge, go back a few episodes of The Weekend Bang and listen to the X-Men draft.
And you will
your nerd rage was palpable.
Yes,
oh,
it was.
It fed my black heart.
You didn't even hear what happened after.
Yeah.
No. After, it got insane.
There's video footage, too, as well.
There's footage.
This video footage needs to go on nerd
I think
reactors.
I made Steven cry.
Steven, it went on for like an hour play. He had to call his mom.
I know.
This was Corey, by the way. He had
to
call some like suicide hotline support.
I got support from one of our listeners, made me feel a lot better. And I think the listener like tweeted us before saying he's a fan of Aaron. and recanted all of his fandom for Aaron. Said,
when did that happen?
I'm the new favorite.
When did that happen? I thought so.
PS4 could have launched without the hard drive and 4 gigabytes of RAM.
And you would have paid $299 for it.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because you're
hard drives.
Yeah, you know why I'm brain locked on that? Because we worked at the same place for years, and you ask why somebody would buy a cheaper version of something.
I actually gotta agree
Next.
With that. I gotta agree with
Next.
That.
Next, everybody,
they're not people.
Shark, yes. Sharknado the video game.
Swooping in.
Wow. Is it going to intentionally be shit? Because those B-movie rules do not work.
I don't know.
In the video game.
I don't
they
know.
They can. Not.
Making a game intentionally bad.
No. The game has to be campy. It has to be good, fun. Oh, man. What if it's just a group of party games?
Sharknado the party game.
Oh, my God. I would probably play the shit out of that.
Well, you heard it here first. Sharknado the party game. Thank you guys for joining us on the Weekend Bang. We will be back this weekend.
Controller support.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.